From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has signed a bill reopening the government, ending a three-day partial shutdown that was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted to approve the bill, which the U.S. Senate passed earlier in the day. The so-called continuing resolution keeps the government funded until February 8th, in the hope that Congress can reach a longer-term budget agreement in the meantime. President Trump imposed stiff tariffs on imported solar panels and washing machines Monday, with a goal of protecting American manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's office made the recommendation to the president for the tariffs. Trump has often promised to get tough with China and other exporters that he says compete unfairly with American manufacturers. The tariffs begin at 30% on solar panels and decline over time. On imported washers, they begin at 20% of the first 1.2 million machines and jump to 50% before also declining. Police in northwestern Pakistan say a student shot and killed his college principal Monday on campus after accusing him of blasphemy. The incident happened at the private Islamia College in the northwestern town of Charsata. The shooter has been arrested, according to the area police chief, who said that the slain principal reprimanded one of his students for skipping classes to attend an Islamist rally supporting Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The argument angered the student, who fired six shots at the principal. Police arrived at the campus and arrested the shooter and recovered his weapon. An investigation has been launched. This is VOA News. Pope Francis